Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. It's 7:41. It's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Make sure you follow the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page to catch any helpful links or videos that we mention on air. And follow us on Instagram, too, okay? Because
yeah.
We're there, and I'm not thrilled with the number of unfollows I've been seeing. I don't feel like we're that political, but it seems like when it comes up, I go, whoa!
Oh, boy.
Numbers are down. That's weird.
Well, you know, I actually feel like a lot of people are jumping off social media, period.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
That might be it. I mean, there it is. You know, Facebook is one of those things. We've talked about it a couple times. So, but I still also think it's useful. So we have a page. Please follow us. All right.
Thank you.
It's expected to be very hot today. So in the 90s, most places, probably not in Millbrae. I heard Millbrae is sunny at 75 today. But
I
everywhere
heard yesterday,
else,
Sarah was saying it was like barely hit 70 yesterday in Mill Valley.
I didn't get above 75 yesterday. It was a delightful day. The air smelled bad, but not horrible. Like, I expected more, but it was pleasant. I was expecting a hot day.
Well, I was in pain out here. Like at least
poor thing.
Oh, 80. Goodness. Dear Lord. Millbrae troubles. Anyway, I wanted to mention that was sort of a jump off point for me to re-mention. We do know that the North Bay is on fire and things are bad. A lot of very popular and a really famous restaurant,
right,
is pictured on fire on the KCBS Instagram. I was
What's
like,
the name of that one? Is that the one I was talking about yesterday? There was like a couple
Meadow pillars. Something.
Yeah, Meadow something.
Yeah, I only remember because I dated somebody but with a similar name. But,
oh, right, sure.
But
Meadow Wood Resort. Meadow.
Yeah.
There it is. I knew it was something like that. Yeah, I mean, that's a, you know, someone was saying, I just left here. I just ate here.
They say here, Napa Valley's Castello di Amorosa winery loses $5 million worth of wine.
Oh, no.
But somehow the $30 million castle, so far anyway, is unscathed. So that's good, I guess.
We don't want to lose any castles.
There's a lot of tragedy and tragic stories up north. The fires are bad. And thanks again to all of the first responders. And if you're out there on the run, there are ways to get information. I know one of the things I saw was, I think it's the glass fire was at 0% containment or something.
Right.
And you don't realize how you hang on that containment until it's next to your house. And then you're looking at every press conference morning and night praying that number keeps going up. So I feel you, and I'm so sorry you're going through this. It's not good. And that's the whole North Bay too, by the way. It's Napa, right, and Sonoma and Santa Rosa and more. Okay, the NBA finals are set for tonight. Heat play the Lakers at 6:00. The A's lost game 1 of 3 yesterday, and game 2 is today at noon. So go A's.
Go A's. Go A's.
It's your birthday.
I've got a few different little COVID stories here for you. This one is a guy in South Dakota who has terminal cancer, had something on his bucket list. He wanted to repaint his house in his wife's favorite color. Oh. But of course, he's dying of terminal cancer, so he's got limited time.
Yeah.
So dozens of neighbors showed up and repainted the whole house in a day. Done.
Wow. That's a whole lot of work.
It is a lot of work, and it's one of those things, thankfully. I mean, there's one moment where people not being at work sort of pays off. They're right. able to go and help this guy out and get something done in a way. That's just a huge gesture. Painting's one of those things, if you don't do it enough, you forget how hard it is and how much work it is.
Yeah, the painting itself is the easy part. It's the prep work and the,
yeah,
you know, all that. What was the color?
I don't have that. It was pink.
Oh, thank you.
81% of parents say that being home so much has helped them bond more with their kids.
I think so.
I think so, too. I also think that it has plenty of negative effects as well, but there is that.
Yep.
No doubt.
You were saying Hulk Baby is you're her primary.
Yeah, Hulk Baby and I have bonded like in a strong way since this has gone down, and she loves a good horsey back ride. I mean, loves it. So, and I have taught her giddy up, and I have taught her, whoa.
Oh, we need to get those on tape, my friend.
And we both, I don't know why she does it too, but we both do the, that's the hooves.
Yes, the
as we walk. We're both doing it. So it's there you go. There's good times.
You need to get some coconuts, Vin. You get a half a coconut and you put it in, like, you know, on almost any surface, but like gravel works great and cement. And you go, and it sounds, it's like Foley for it. It's amazing. She'll love it. Or you could not do that.
Right.
Whichever one you choose.
I don't want to get pro. I really don't. I don't want to get any more.
But
pro
you've got than... the, you are the horsey back. Don't you want to have authentic sounds?
I don't know that I want to get any deeper into it than I am. I am trying to survive the day, not become pro at this. But
Brittany, get that sound. He'll once he hears it, he's going to be like, oh my God, I have to get half coconuts and do this.
Oh, coconut sounds that sound like...
Coconut for horses' hooves. Do that. You're gonna
While we're
it.
Talking about being trapped inside... It looks like most people have only fallen more in love with their home than they ever were. So the time in-house has helped them sort of create a greater bond with not only their family, I guess, but also their home.
The place that they live. Mm-hmm. I will say that for me, we've gotten everything done and now it's time to move.
You're not kidding, though.
I am kidding because I'm not going to move, but it
You're
is definitely...
In
no,
fact,
I like this house.
But yeah, you do. Back in the back of your mind, you're like, I am absolutely out of here.
Well.
We're gone.
I'm so scared of fires. You
know? It's done. We're leaving.
No.
Well,
oh, at some
my
point.
God. It's
Someday.
So obvious.
Someday. The right thing came up. I don't know.
Right.
I found the sound you're looking for.
All right, let's
So
hear
here's
it.
This guy. He's holding a coconut.
Got the coconut
in half here.
All right. Oh, and he's just doing it with the empty coconuts against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you do them on the ground in like a little sandbox or something, it sounds freaking amazing.
So you would do that?
Coconuts? Sure.
Yeah. You did that with the horseyback rides, huh?
No, when my kids were little, absolutely not. Please, I don't have time for that. Nobody's got time for that. You don't have time for that. Nobody does. I'm just saying now.
You know what you should do. And then, of course, did you do it? No. Jesus, Sarah.
Well, you said you were making the sounds. I mean, just trying to help you out. It'd be a nice project you guys could do together.
No, I don't want to. This is one of those things. I was interested in it from the... So it says, what counts as being in a relationship? A new survey asks people whether you are in or out of a relationship. So I do think that, you know, couples can define that for themselves. I don't necessarily think there's one particular rule. You know, plenty of people can see each other once a week and call that a relationship, right?
And it absolutely is.
Right.
I mean, the thing is, anytime you even know someone, you have some kind of relationship with them. I have a relationship with this chair, this coffee mug. I mean...
Well, we're talking about people.
All right.
So, you know, the chair can't say, no, I don't have, I am here against my will. Nope.
It might very well be. I mean.
Right. If you've been dating for a year or more, you are in a relationship, whether you like it or not. Mm. That says the people.
Even if you're dating many other people?
If you have been dating for more than a year, you are in a relationship.
Nicole, you in a relationship or what?
Yeah, for sure. Like,
what's his name?
No. Oh, sorry. No, I'm not. I thought you meant that I was laughing at that's even a question.
Well, she nodded and smiled. I'm like, oh, she's.
No, I just meant like that's even a legit question if you're in a relationship for more. Like, if,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You
so know what I mean? Lying, more lies. Okay.
Yes,
great.
More lies.
Dating for 6 months. Is that Nicole? If you've been dating someone for 6 months, are you in a relationship?
Yeah.
A lot of people said the same. Yes, most people said 6 months. You're in a relationship.
Yeah, six months to a year. That's a for sure relationship.
I think even earlier than that.
Oh really?
Yeah, get 2 months in, and that's the person you're dating. I mean, I don't know.
No. Okay.
Look, you're in a relationship. Maybe it's not a deep relationship, but that's your dating.
You've agreed not to date other people.
Oh.
Means you're in a relationship.
100%. And that could be day two. We're not dating anybody else. This is it. We're in a relationship. I am fast forwarding this. Move in with me now.
Wow, you are. Okay. If you've both said I love you, the people say, 60% of the people say, you're in a relationship if you're saying I love you.
Only 60%?
Uh-huh.
That's, boy, people really hate relationships, don't they?
Well, it's hard, you know, right now I can tell you, I'm sure there are people listening who would say, who would agree with this, that there are people who refuse to enter into it. So if you told them what's happening right now means we're in a relationship, they might stop that. They might say, I don't want to. I want my freedom. I'm not ready to do that. I've certainly, when I moved back here from Oregon, I was dating, and I wasn't ready to be steady with anybody. Not right away.
Right.
I just got back here. I was like, I want to hang out and see what happens.
Some of the biggest blowouts I ever heard you had were during that period. Like, no, we're not in a relationship.
And I had a... actually, one of the girls I was dating for a little while, I really liked her, and it was... But she couldn't deal with this job. And actually, in particular, the whole... The dating thing we were doing with Hooman... That just
she's like Muffketeers.
You can't be going on dates when you're with me. And I'm like, they're not dates.
It's a bit. It's a radio bit. Yeah, she wasn't the one for you. I mean, she just didn't get that there's a separation.
It wasn't. She didn't like it. If you have a drawer at their place, you're in a relationship. Mm. These are these were just people were asked. And so. If you've changed your Facebook status to in a relationship, you're in a relationship.
That is, in a nutshell, boy, people love that too.
Facebook official is what it's called.
Yeah, Facebook official. There you go. That's right. Okay.
Or only 17% of people, though, say if you've done it, you're in a relationship.
I've never done that.
You've never done it?
No.
Oh, she's never done it.
I never changed my status on Facebook.
Crazy. Oh, we moved on to doing it, though.
No.
I've never done that.
No, I meant the status changing on Facebook. I think that's stupid.
You've never had in a relationship, or you've been in a relationship and just didn't change it?
I've been in a relationship, and I've never changed it because I think it's stupid. Unless you're married, then I guess, but it's pointless. I don't even know how to do it.
I think you should.
Yeah, you
well,
do.
Well, you should just put that you're in a relationship just to be like, look, I have a relationship with, you know, I'm
and
in
make everybody speculate.
Don't take any dating advice from Sarah. Yeah, she does not.
That
no,
was
don't.
Actually a very big thing in high school for me, was everybody would make it Facebook official. And then when they would break up, you know, they would change their status back to single.
Oh, big deal.
And that was the biggest deal because the next day you're like, ooh, why?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that's why I never
Bill
did it.
Bill and Barbara
I was stupid.
Broke up. Oh my! Let's talk about that.
I am completely out of time. I don't know how it happened. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Horse hooves. Try to get the movie, the Monty Python, the Holy Grail.
Yeah,
that's I believe that's the opening. Oh, here it is. Coconut Hooves is opening to Monty Python and the Holy Grail. 510 says off Facebook 95%. Finally figured out fine-tuning Twitter so that I can just see trusted people. Feeling much better. Only listened to 20 minutes of the debate and turned it off. I don't need that bleep.
I feel the same way. I really tried. I feel like I want to see it. And what I saw was disheartening, to say the least. I went, I'm not watching this anymore. This is awful.
I didn't expect anything different, frankly. So I saw exactly what I expected. For the record, I just was not surprised by anybody's behavior or
terrible.
Yeah, I just wasn't. Finn, if you make one post about politics or anything really, and lose followers, frankly, those people aren't people you want following you in the first place. Yeah, I don't really post about politics, but I do know that. Very rarely do I pay much attention to it beyond just my post and then what people say, and I like it. But I have this thing that says I can hit insights. Mm-hmm. Have you ever touched that button?
Yeah.
Yeah, I touched the button and was like, hey, what are people coming here and then leaving for? What the hell did I do? And I thought, oh, it's got to be politics, right?
Yeah, who knows what it is? Honestly, I feel like I don't like to see that. Like, you know, I'm like, oh, people stop following me. And then I was like, why? Look at that. This is going to bum you out. Who cares?
Yeah, well, I was surprised. I definitely went like, wow, I don't know what I could have possibly done. But okay. Let's see.
It could be just people leaving. Let's go with that. People are jumping off social media left and right. I mean, I barely go. I actually posted something yesterday, and it's been a couple weeks since I posted. Hearing things like that Social Dilemma talk, that piece that's on Netflix, and just in general, like, I don't know. Every time I go on there, I don't feel better about things. I just feel like, wow, everyone's so upset about everything.
I do think on the other side of the election, whatever the case may be, when this is all out of like the our direct view, it will. I think that we'll see a calming and a much more lighthearted social media experience. I hope. Anyway, I'm out of time completely. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music news right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.